You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I don't know why I always feel the need to do a little jig when I say that, but hello, everyone. I hope you've all had a lovely week, as per usual. Have I fixed the sound? Probably not. I don't know. Because to be honest, what I hear in here is not what I hear when I edit it. So we're going with the flow, as every week. Apologies for the technical difficulties. One day they'll be fixed, I promise. One day, when I have more subscribers and I can afford a setup, there'll be a good setup. But for now, we're in the ghetto, rat-a-tat-a. You know what I mean? Anyway, not to bring up my boyfriend already, but he said to me that all of the meme references I say, he doesn't know what I'm talking about, so he probably doesn't know that one either. So sorry, Jordan, if you're listening to that. That was a joke, if you didn't already know. So, stories of the week this week. I got my first hate comments, everyone. And what did I do? Because I got so scared of them. Did I just like firm it and grew a thick skin? No. I privated the video. It scared me. And I think it scared me because basically I made a TikTok, like a clip of last week when I was talking about Grace from Love Island, how I think she looks older than she is, and that it's sad that so many girls feel like they need filler, basically is what I said. But yeah, people were like, oh, so you just sit in the corner of your room and you hate on people, and other people were like, oh, well, you need filler, and other people were like, I was like, yeah, like, I think we should be making girls feel more confident instead of, like, creating these crazy beauty standards and, like, promoting getting filler and Botox. And they were like, well, I don't really think you're helping the problem. And, like, I literally said in it, I think Grace is a beautiful girl. I think she is a beautiful girl. I wasn't hating on her. I just think it's really sad, this whole filler climate. And, like, I don't judge you if you get it done. I'd have no judgment. Like, if you want plastic surgery, you get it, girl. And you don't even have to tell people you've got it. It's your business. I'm just saying, I think it's sad that we've created a world where girls feel like they need it. Anyway, yeah, that was my week. Got some hate comments. I'll archive the video, privated the video. And I don't think the hate comments really would have bothered me that much on a, like, if they just disagreed with the fact that I think filler is, like sad that girls need it. I wouldn't have cared, but I don't like the idea of people thinking I'm mean, because I don't think I'm mean, so I wasn't trying to be mean. Sorry. What else did I do this week? I went to Loughborough to see the dance show, which was amazing. The girls absolutely smashed it. And yeah, I've been training, half marathon training. It's going well, I think. I've dropped loads of seconds off of my time, my average pace. Runner is saying my race pace is going to be about 5:25, which sounds really scary and really not possible, but I'm sure it will be because I've been working really hard. And yeah, I need to like get some of those like gels, energy gels, and be better with my nutrition, I think. Because I do eat, like, good and stuff, but I haven't done all the supplement stuff. Also, my dad is watching television in the next room, and I really hope he can't hear it, but I told him to turn it down, but I can't tell him to turn it off because it's literally his room. And I don't want to inconvenience his life, so I'm really sorry if you can hear any background noise. Anyway, moving swiftly on. I almost forgot. Employment update. I feel like I haven't really done one of these in a long time. Probably because nothing's really been happening. No, but I did get onto the second stage of Warner Brothers internship, which I told you all about that. I didn't get any further. It's fine. But I am on the third stage of a BBC apprenticeship programme, so hopefully I get that. And yeah, I've been, the thing is, it wouldn't even be concerning if I hadn't got a job by now, but I don't apply for ones unless I really want them. I'm not just applying to everything, so it's not like I've applied to loads and loads and loads of things and I've got rejected. I'm just also quite selective with what I'm applying for, and I'm sure that as the months go on, that will change. And I'll apply to anything, but yeah, right now I really don't want to be miserable, so I've just been applying to jobs that I think I'll enjoy. So let me know if you think that's a bad idea, but here we are. Anyway, do I have any other updates for you? No, I just thought I'd give you an employment update because someone actually asked me on my TikTok and I was like, oh my god, people care. They're invested, like, so confused. Anyway, yeah. What are we doing this week? This week, I thought, I can't say this was my idea, this is actually my friend's idea, but we are going to look through Reddit. Reddit's crazy, it's crazy, there's crazy stuff on Reddit, for people's crazy Boomtown festival stories, because I got my Boomtown ticket, woo! So, in celebration of getting my Boomtown ticket, and this 'tis the season of booking festivals, and getting excited for summer, I thought, let's dive in to some Boomtown stories and see what we can find and chat about it and get excited. And yeah, so hope you enjoy. If you're not a festival lover, hopefully you'll still enjoy this podcast. And maybe it won't put you off Boomtown and maybe you'll buy your ticket because Boomtown's magical. It's my favourite time of year. It's Christmas for me. But I'm going to start with the Boomtown story of mine because I love Boomtown. Anyway, my Boomtown story is a really short one, but my pals and I were in the crowd. I got told off for calling my boyfriend's friends my boyfriend's friends, because they are my friends as well. So, and they got offended because they are my friends as well. So I'm sorry, but we are friends. Anyway, I was in the crowd with my friends, my boyfriend, and I hope I haven't told this story before. Anyway, a packet of white powder appears in front of us on the floor, and it's like a fairly big packet. And I had found lots of packets of white substances on the floor during the duration of Boomtown. It just happened, like, people drop them, people have them, and I saw lots of them. So nothing would have made me thought that this wasn't what I thought it was. Anyway, I find it, it's huge though. Me and my pals are examining the powder, whatever it is. Anyway, it comes to the conclusion, it's flour. Someone was just throwing around little baggies of flour, I think to trip people out, or like maybe get people to like sniff flour, I don't know, as like a lol. And yeah, it heavily confused us. Anyway, the mystery powder of Boomtown. Will we ever know what it was? No, but that was a funny story. I think that was funny that someone was doing that. Like, lol, if that was you. Because kind of a good idea, because people definitely would have thought that was, you know. But yeah, that was our funny Boomtown story. Okay, into Reddit. So, from Raquers, I don't know how someone's posted this. Anyway, someone's put, so one good one was when me and my friend were pulled into a tent in Old Town. Old Town is like, it's so cool in Old Town. It's like literally like a medieval village in Boomtown. If you don't know, Boomtown's split into like loads of districts, and as you wander around, you like change districts. Every district has a different theme. So they were in Old Town, which is really cool. we ended up on the jury for the trial of a girl who left her friend at the toilets to go dance. It was a very fun, dramatic trial with lots of twists that ended up finding the girl guilty. She was put in the stocks and had wet sponges thrown at her for a bit. We felt bad about this as jury members. We hadn't expected any actual punishment, but she found it funny, so it was good. I love that. That is so funny. I don't do much exploring at Boomtown. Like, I'm really guilty of just going to the main stage. But it's because the main stage has my favourite people on it. So, like, I go and do the exploring when, like, there's no one I want to see that's playing. But at Boomtown, that never really happens. Because it's sick. But this year, I do want to definitely do some more exploring. Because the only little rave I've been into is like the Boomtown Bobbies, which is the police station, which is so cool. And I have been in somewhere else, but I just can't remember it right now. Anyway, one story though from when I went into the Boomtown Bobbies, and it makes me feel so bad now. Like, I hate when my boyfriend tells this story because it just cringes me out and it makes me feel bad. But the woman was like singing a song, and she was like at the door, and she was like, guess the song. But she like, I didn't hear what she said, and I just went, can you let us in, please? But like, I sort of sang it back to her because I don't remember what I thought she said, but I thought I had to sing something. I was like, not sing something, but I don't know. I was like, can you let us in, please? But it came off really rude, and she was like, oh, yes. Okay, yeah, sorry. Oh, death. And my boyfriend was like, Taylor, I can't believe you just said that. And I was like, oh, it's all gone wrong. Oh, so make sure you're nice to the people, because that was an accident, and I just didn't hear her at all. It was really loud. Anyway, but that is so funny. Oh, it's so cool that they do stuff like that. Like, imagine you're at a festival and you've all literally, your mates left you and you've put them on trial. Like, where else can you do that? Nowhere. Like, that's so cool. Oh my god, this one is actually horrific. I'll always remember the pictures of that guy who was going around with a dildo on a stick, stuck it up someone's ass on the Saturday, then was pictured in another person's mouth on the Sunday. That is actual jail. That is jail. If you're the person who has it with the picture in their mouth, no, no. Also, like, I have so many questions. Like, was the photo of it actually up someone's arse? Because that's quite graphic. That's graphic images. That means a warning attached. And like, where were the pictures circulating? Were they in the Daily Rag, in the newspaper, or were they just online? Like, what? Also, why have you brought a dildo with a stick? I mean, it doesn't surprise me someone brought a dildo on a stick. People bring crazy things to Boomtown. I love all the... this is nothing like a dildo, but I love everyone's flags because they're so good. Because if you're in the crowd, just stand next to someone with a flag. And then when your mates go to pee, they can just find you because you basically just stole their flag. But that is actually crazy. And kind of gross. And if you're the person who had it up their arse, if it was actually up your arse, then... ouch. Someone's done a post called Feeling Weird After Boomtown, and they were like, is it the or am I just sad? I went for the first time this year and had the best time of my life. I feel like I'm on a come down from life. Like, because I was so happy there, I feel miserable now. They're just explaining like why they feel bad, but honestly, the Boomtown come down is real. Whether you're on drugs or not, it's so real, because honestly, like, Boomtown is magical. I honestly think Boomtown changes some people's lives. Like, I think people who are miserable go to Boomtown and they realize how happy they can be and how free everyone is, and then they go home and they change their lives and they do something about it. I honestly believe that. Like, my boyfriend went to Boomtown, and I feel like, and then after that he was like really into drum and bass. Like, he didn't even really know many of the acts, and he just went and he had the best time ever, and now he met a ravey girlfriend and here we are. But yeah, no, I honestly think Boomtown inspires people to change their lives because you are just so happy there. So the Boomtown come down is so real because you live your like freest life. There's like no rules. People are walking around naked, like, not that I want to walk around naked, but it's just like so cool to see people being so free and like literally have no bounds, no restrictions. It's literally like we've made this weird playground for adults where like the you can't be touched by rules, and everyone is just like crazy, but in like the best way, and people are so happy, and honestly it makes you so happy. And then you return back to your normal life where you're like full of restrictions and the 9 to 5, and like it's just like, ugh. It makes you feel like, ugh, about life. But it also can inspire you to make yourself a happier person and change your life and make your life happier for yourself. But the booms haven't come down as well, so I fully understand what this person is saying. What I did the first year I went to Boomtown is I went to Jamaica for 2 weeks afterwards. So maybe do that, because if I was gonna have the Boomtown come down anywhere, it'd be Jamaica. This one's a really short story, but I think it's so jokes. A random guy came up to me and asked me if my name was Jack and my girlfriend's name is Chloe. I said yes, and then pointed at my girlfriend. He looked at my girlfriend, didn't recognise her, and said, "Oh, sorry, must be the wrong Jack and Chloe." Walked off into the crowd. To this day, still blows my mind. That is so jokes. I don't know why I find that so jokes, but imagine being Jack and Chloe, and someone being like, "Are you Jack and Chloe?" Like, and they don't know you. "Are you Jack and Chloe? You just look like a Jack and Chloe." And they're like, "Yeah." They're like, "Oh, wrong one, sorry." Like, what? Like, what? They must have known their name. Surely you must have known that. That is so funny. Is that, that's like being like, "Are you Paul?" "Yeah." "What's your surname?" "Oh, sorry, the wrong Paul." But they don't know you. Jokes. That's really funny to me. Anyway, that one was short but sweet. Okay, someone's put, "I once got kidnapped walking down Main Street. A blonde lady in school uniform wrapped a tie around my neck and pulled me through a door. A big key..." I'm reading this word for word, so this is not how I speak. "A big geezer came up behind me and put a blindfold on me and sat me in a wheelchair that moved sideways and wheeled me somewhere. I could hear screams and the fire crackling. The blindfold was removed and there was a light being shone in my eyes by a good cop and a bad cop. I was in an abandoned looking club that had old speakers and fire in it. There was a dead body on the floor and a sexy lady chained to a bed beckoning me toward her while I was in the chair being interrogated by the cops. I remember trying not to laugh and play along seriously as these guys didn't crack a smile so much as once as they were screaming at me. After a while, they gave me a secret mission to infiltrate a sleeper cell of a group trying to end Boomtown. I was told a secret knock and the location of the secret door somewhere in Old Town where a group of us were interrogated together. Unfortunately, I never made it past the second round of storyline, lol, but still good friends with some of the people I met doing it." Sorry. That is joke. See, like, Boomtown is so funny. Like, so funny. Like, what? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you are literally just a kid. Like, they have made a kid's playground where, like, playing games and, like, role-playing is a thing. Like, you can still do it as an adult. It's so funny. Like, it is literally like being in another world. It's so funny. Also, if you think, "Oh, that sounds really scary," you can opt out. Like, you can be like, "Guys, I don't like this," and it's fine. Like, they're actors, like, they're staff, like, they don't want to hurt you, so don't worry. But like, if you're just a lol kind of person and you find that stuff funny, like, you need to go to Boomtown because it's so jokes. And like, the little quests you end up on, and like, how cool that you get to get given secret passwords and like go into this bit of the storyline, you have to figure things out, and like, it's so funny. Like, it's just so fun. And like, some of the best raves in Boomtown are in these little like secret raves and passages, and you have to find them. You just have to put the effort in to find them. That's the thing. But like, if there's like a day where there's no one that you know on, or there's no one that you like, it's like really your vibe, like, go on these little quests, because you just never know where you could end up. Like, there's a swimming pool somewhere in Boomtown, and one day I will find it. But like, it's so cool. Like, if you have any crazy Boomtown stories, please do tell me, because I would love to know. Okay, someone's put, "One year there was a boxing ring in the bank on Mayfair. They had people dance off 1 minute. Like, I think they had a dance off. The next, people were fighting with big double-ended clubs like from a hit TV show, Gladiators. Between each bout, the DJ would get the contestants to do a bump of, and the crowd would cheer them on." Surely not. I'm not promoting this kind of behaviour, by the way, guys. This is not, but wild. I am not promoting this kind of behaviour. Like, this is, like, not why I love being done, but it's funny. Another year, I stumbled upon a queue into a mini venue that was a gentleman's club. The bouncer on the door wouldn't let women in unless they let him draw a moustache on them. That is so funny. Inside there were bean bags everywhere with a topless lady pole dancing in the centre of the room. See, do you know what I mean? Beantown is mental. Mental. Like, lol. Like, we've got dance-offs, we've got gladiators, we've got DJs giving people bumps of and cheering them on for it. You've got a gentleman's club with a bouncer that literally won't let in women unless they pretend to be men, and then a topless lady dancing inside. Where else are you finding all these things all in one go? Nowhere. Nowhere. It's Boomtown's crazy. That's actually crazy. That's so funny though. Oh, see, I need to do more exploring because I literally haven't seen any of this stuff in Boomtown, and it is just because this bit's all so fun as well. Like, but so is the main stage. Like, so is just the main bits, and it's hard to like distribute your time. Like, you could literally, I think I could spend 2 weeks in Boomtown and still see about 10% of it. Like, it's crazy. It's a 5-day festival. I go on the Wednesday, and you still just don't, like, I've still barely seen any of it, and there's just so much to do. Oh, it's just the best place on earth. It's Disneyland for adults. That's what it is. Even though Disneyland's still good for adults, but, you know. Also, tea of the week this week is a sleep tea by Tea Pigs. It's a fancy tea, but my friends got me loads of tea for my birthday last year, and this is my last one, so sad. Because it's really expensive. This is going to be quite a short pod today, guys, because I think my phone's going to die. Also, like, I wonder if the town is going to... They've got a new stage this year, which I'm excited about. But also, like, I think they change the town every couple of years, maybe. I don't know. I've only gone twice, so it was literally the same. The town was the same. But people who have written stories about, like, ages ago, they're, like, different. Like, the town is different. The districts are different, so... I wonder what it will be like this year. But last year, we had to, like, vote. It was, like, a big vote on the app of, like, you had to vote for your favourite district. And Area 404 won, which is, like, alien, extraterrestrial themed. So I wonder if, like, and, like, they got elected as, like, the, like, president or, like, main district to, like, run Boomtown. So I wonder if it will change slightly and, like, everything will be a bit more like extraterrestrial themed because Area 404 won, you know. Like, I wonder how it's going to affect the storyline. There's also a storyline, like, through the festival every year, so you can follow the storyline, and you could just, like, not listen to all the music and stuff, and you can, like, follow the storyline and solve all the quests and collect all the money and, like, get the newspaper every day and solve whatever you need to solve. Like, it's really cool. And, like, as much as, like, when you just, like, want to go for the parties and the raves, like, that sounds, like, long, but it's cool that it's there, because even if you're just there to go to the stages, you're still seeing all this stuff around you. The atmosphere is just amazing. Like, it's the best thing ever. Okay, someone's titled it Secret in a Secret in a Secret. They put, I once got access to a secret venue in Mayfair. There was a secret tunnel to another hidden venue. Then at the back of that hidden venue, already inside another hidden venue, there was a secret door. Once inside, it was a tiny foam party for 10 people with loads of strobe lighting and a DJ playing the Vagabonds. Vagabonds? The Venga Boys. Sorry. That is so cool. See, I need to find these places when I'm in Boomtown. I need to, because, like, God, like, how cool is that? It's literally a playground for adults. I'm obsessed with it. This person also put this title is government brainwashing. They put Mayor Comrade Jose, that was probably part of the storyline that year, I don't know who that is, ran a brainwashing facility in the town hall one year. You got taken into separate rooms and were forced to accept her false narrative. There was all sorts of strange activities and propaganda. I don't understand that one, but it sounds cool. Like, I don't, like, what happened? That needs more context. Someone's put Bearded Kitten Party Games. Bearded Kitten used to run a venue every year until about 2018. blah, blah, blah. They would get volunteers from the crowd to play crazy games against each other. Foam wrestling matches, food fights, all sorts. One time I went in there and they got two volunteers. Got them stripped down to their underwear, put them in a harness, hoisted the two of them into the air, then swung them towards each other in mid-air. The winner was the one who could remove the other girl's bra first. No, sorry. I feel like I'm not encouraging you to go to Boomtown with this, because I feel like some people are going to be absolutely terrified. But so funny. Like, it's a joke. And the word forced, like, you can opt out. You have to do this stuff, but, you know, the actors will make it seem like being forced, but you can say no, you know. It's fine. You have free will. But imagine stripping down to your underwear, being swung up on a harness, and the game is who can take each other's bra off first. Where else is that happening, please? Where else is that happening? Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Only in Boomtown. Only in Boomtown. Like, what? That's crazy. I'm so excited for Boomtown. So excited. Someone was walking around once. Oh, see, this is where the storyline's so cool, but, like, people were walking around in duck tops, and they were quack dealers, and they were handing out little rubber ducks, like little plastic rubber ducks, as, like, quack. But I think that was part of the storyline, like, you could trade quack in for something. I, like, saw that on TikTok afterwards, but it's so cool. Like, I still have my little thing as my little memory from Boomtown. But, like, so it's just so cool. It's the best place ever. I, like, at the end of the day when, like, all the music stops and, like, you walk back to the tent, you have to walk up literally the hill of death, but it's so good. And, like, you just take your time and you can sit on the top of the hill and you can see all of Boomtown. And, like, every day you just sit on that hill and you just think, like, I'm so happy. Like, this is the best place ever. So yeah, I love Boomtown. I hope those stories haven't put you off Boomtown. Like, it's really fun. But the maddest things ever happened there. I'm sorry this week's episode is so short, but I'm busy, girl. I got things to do this week. I hope you guys are enjoying my half marathon training on TikTok. If you're not following me on TikTok, what are you doing? Go follow me on TikTok. It's The Chatty Podcast. It's also the same on Instagram. So go give us a follow over there. If you're watching on YouTube, like, comment and subscribe. If you're listening, give us a 5-star review and let me know what you would like to see from me in the future. And yeah, I think I'm going to do a lot of festival content this year, like festival reviews, if you want me to go through festival by festival, pros and cons, why I liked it, why I didn't like it, before, like, so you know which ones to book, because I want to do, like, a Forbidden review, because everyone hated Forbidden last year, but I also went the year before, and it was amazing, and I think they're going to fix it this year. I really want to go, but I don't have the funds, so I need to save. So yeah, I could do, like, festival reviews, what I pack for a festival, anything, festival tips, any bits and bobs like that. I'd love to do that stuff. If you want more Reddit story times, I'll do those too, because I love to read through Reddit. And yeah, I hope you all have a lovely week and a lovely day or evening, depending on when you're listening to this. And yeah, love you all. Bye.